The word of the Lord will come to us from Luke chapter 11.
So pano mama mulungu ameneta werengaja tipuzira kuchokera pabuku la Luke chapter 11.
Verse
9. Verse 9 pomwe titsindike kwambi.
And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you.
Banani paonera kuti ndipo ine ndinena ndinu pemphani ndipo kudzapatsidwa. Funa funani ndipo mudzapeza. Gogodani ndipo kudzatsekulidwa kwa ine.
John the Baptist was teaching his disciples how to pray. He was teaching them what prayer meant. How to pray. But why was there such question? Wasn't Israel very highly religious? Wasn't there so much taking place in Jerusalem the time when the Lord
came?
They had the law, the temple, the sacrifices. They had the Sabbath day where they came together. They had the feast, the Passover. There was so much religion, so much worship service. And now the ministry of Jesus Christ comes, and they say, teach us to pray. Why would that be? Did they not know how to pray? Did they not know what prayer means? John the Baptist is teaching them how to pray. And now the disciples of the Lord are saying, teach us to pray. Why? Why was that even such a question? We get that in the word here. The answer. And the Lord Jesus does not only begin to teach them how to pray, but the Lord brings an example in here for them, for the disciples, and for us, to understand what it is to pray. Maybe you've come here today and you say, teach me how to pray. Or maybe you come here today as a prayer. You know how to pray. You have to say, no, I know how to pray. I don't know. Because I don't know you. But the Lord knows you. And He knows if you are a prayer. He knows if you have communication with Him. He knows what you keep busy with. And again, the question comes. Why did they ask the Lord to teach him to pray? The reason for that is that the Lord Jesus spent a lot of time in prayer. Their master prayed a lot. If he wasn't preaching or helping the people, he was often praying. He went up to a mountain to pray. But they were not used to this. They went to the temple.
They went to, they seen the animals being sacrificed. And they had the feast. They had their rituals. Their Sabbath. Where they did no work. But prayer.
Prayer.
Praying is something they were not used to. They felt comfortable enough if they just went to the service. They were satisfied if they came together to sing. If we have a pastor, maybe a bishop, if we have some Bibles, and we come once a week to church, that was for them enough. And you. And me. What's enough for you? Maybe you come to church every Sunday. Maybe you have even a choir. You may be very good at dancing. Maybe even sometimes you come together for an extra worship service. Are you satisfied? Are you at peace? Are you resting? See, that is the question. Because at that time, all of this worship service was good. When they brought an animal to be sacrificed to the priest, God commanded that. That was good. There was nothing wrong with that. But, pay attention. Many people were bringing a lamb to the priest or pastor because it was a requirement. Here you go. Here's my lamb. Please offer it for me. And they waited. And their mind was on the business of the market day. But they're doing their duty. The priest is offering it. But they're thinking about so many things. I'm going to market. I'm going to buy this. My children.
Ananga.
I have to do this for them. This afternoon I have to wash the clothes. And my husband, he's not sending me money. I need to find another way to get money. You see, and all of a sudden, you're startled. Oh, the sacrifice is done. The priest blesses you. And you go. Are you following me? Are you following it? Do you recognize it?
You, we might come together on Sunday. One day a week. We might come for because God commands it. But why are we coming? Is our mind on all of the things of life during the week? And does our mind get filled with all of the things that you have to do? And maybe the pastor is teaching or preaching. And then he says, amen. And then you're just like, I need to get to my wash. I need to get home. It was longer than normal. Keep it shorter. Maybe you think that's what prayer is. We have to do a duty. When we come together on Sunday, then the collection tray comes along. Maybe you give 100 kwacha. Because it's your duty. And you say, I have to give 100. I could really use that for something for me. You see, you don't understand giving. And maybe we don't understand prayer. That is why the disciples are saying, they're saying like this, Lord, when you pray, when we hear you pray, we recognize something that we don't have. When you pray, your prayer is so different. When you pray, there's like life. You're talking to your Father. You're communing with your Father. There's heart in it. Are you following me? The disciples were thinking, this prayer is so different. Teach us. Teach us to pray. Why? Because they didn't know how to pray. And that's why we have to ask ourselves today. Do you know how to pray? Do you pray? Are you a praying man? Is your life obsessed with prayer? Because your heart is united with God. And we have to ask ourselves this. Are you a praying man? You're very good at drumming. But are you a praying man? Are you good at praying? Do you pray for your sisters when they're in trouble? When there's pain? Are you praying? Do you come together when one is in pain? When one is troubled? When there's trouble in the church? Maybe one of the men is doing things that we shouldn't do. And what are you doing? Are you praying for him? You see? This is the question. Am I a praying man? Or a praying woman? Maybe not. Why not?
Maybe you don't know how to pray. But the Lord says this. He does teach them. And the Lord wants to teach us today how to pray. He says, when you pray, say, our Father which art in heaven. Do you hear? The first thing that the Lord Jesus teaches is who to pray to. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What does that mean? It means your name is holy. Because you are holy. And I'm coming to you in prayer. And as I come to you in prayer, my heart fills with holy reverence for thee, for you. Thy kingdom come. Let your kingdom, your glory, your riches fill my heart. Let your kingdom come into my heart. Your will be done. As it is in heaven, as it is on earth, let your will for my life be done.
Are you following me?
Yes, right?
Let your will be done
for my life.
Maybe the Lord, his will is that you become a preacher. Maybe you need to come to Europe to preach to the white man. And you know why you don't believe that? It's because you don't believe God. It's powerful. Because you don't know the will of God. And you don't know that if God says that will happen, that it shall surely come to place. Because we don't know the meaning of your will be done for my life. Whatever your will is my will. Because you, whatever you decide for me is good. Because it's your will. Are you following me? Because if not, you're going to figure things out yourself. Something's happening in your life. Maybe in your marriage. At work. In the village. And it's not very working very well. And you're going to start making decisions. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. Is that your will be done? No. See, because there's relationship problems. There's marriage problems in this village. Am I lying? Am I lying? Or is there marriage problems in this village? And what are we doing? What do we see all the time? It's his fault. Or it's her fault. She shouldn't be like that. You know what we're doing? Lord, thy will not be done. I will take care of it. Out.
Get.
Go back home.
I'll take another wife. There is no God. And I am boss over myself. I'll take another wife. She will be much better. You're useless.
Thy will be done. Give us today our bread. You know what we're saying? This is the Lord Jesus teaching us how to pray. Just give me today the things I need. I don't want anything for tomorrow. Just give me today what I need. And Lord, you know what I need. Lord, you know that if I have 10,000 kwacha too much, I'm already going to start or stop relying on you. Lord, don't give me more money than I need. Because if you give me too much, I won't need you anymore. And I won't need to pray to you anymore. Give me only what I need for today. Give us today our daily bread. I trust you. Because yesterday, did God fail you? Did God fail you yesterday? No. No. Did God fail any of you yesterday?
He has given us.
When you woke up this morning, was the sun coming up? Was it a promise of a new day? And is it in man's hands? Everything we have, we need. Give me today what I need. And forgive my sins. Forgive me. Forgive me for the things I say and do and think. What does that mean? Do you know what that means? It's not just something we say so that we have fulfilled the duty. Forgive me my sins. You know what that means? Lord. Today. This morning. When I was at the borehole, taking water, I spoke about someone. I said things I should not say about
someone.
I was talking with the other women. How terrible that person is. How shameful that it is. How shameful that it is. And I'm not saying that to be rude. And someone is in the village is doing some things that you don't like. Another woman. And you talk about her. We said, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for doing such. And maybe us, as men, we have to say, Lord, forgive me for treating my wife. For saying things about her that were not true. Forgive me for being angry with her. Forgive me, Lord.
Forgive me for my great debt that I made.
Ndikukhulukirani pasi cha soipa mmachira kutsedzia akazamisa kutsidzwa zema kutsidzwa kaino kasenga ili kuchoka ne. Athawa akazama.
And we have to say, Lord.
Ndemuna kuti inu Mulungu.
Last night.
Usiku wapitawo.
What I did last night.
Zimenda yira kunthoyo kuja usiku wapitawo.
Forgive me.
Ndikukhulukirani akazanga kutsidziwa.
When I was thinking those things.
Meni maganiza zijazi.
When I saw something.
Ndinaona nkazi ino munyaja kudutsa.
And I lusted after it.
Maswanga yangana pa kufika nkabwe.
And nobody knew what was going on in my mind. Ndipalibe
mnamadziwa kuti Mulungu wanga undikuganiza chani kuti ndimadziwa ndikuganiza zoipa.
Nobody knew what I was thinking.
Ndipa mazoni ndikuganiza zoipa ai.
Amen. But you did.
Umewe udzaru maganiza zoipa.
Forgive me.
Ndine Jehova noka ndikukhulukireni. Ndikukhulukireni.
And when I was going into the field.
Meni mapira kumunda ko.
And I looked at someone else's field.
Meni mayangana mamunda mwanzanga mapira ache chimanga chache.
And I was jealous.
Ndimango mathaula.
And I began to say things about him.
Ndeni manaya munda wanzanga rukoda kha munda anga u.
Forgive me.
Mezo munikulu.
Forgive me my dad.
Munikulu kiles menezi.
Children.
Anayo.
Children.
Inane ndravetsira.
And when we come to church.
Tikabwera kuchali.
And we make very much noise.
Ndi kupanga phokoso kwambi.
And we're not respectful.
Ndipo sithi kumvetsira maulemu.
But we're disobedient.
Kuchira ngati mamwano.
And we children also I have to say.
Ndi ana ifeso tizikalimphasone na kuti.
Forgive me.
Mulungu ndikhulukireni.
Lord forgive me.
Ambuye ndikhulukireni.
Before you go to sleep.
Usaka gone usiku.
Tonight.
Usiku walero.
Do you go on your knees?
Mmagwada ino.
Like this?
Mmagwada ngati ino.
And pray.
Kupemphera.
Pray to the Lord.
Kupemphera kuti Mulungu akumvere.
Ask him to forgive you.
Umfusa kuti akhulukire.
Cuz maybe today.
Chifukwa mwina lero.
You said something bad.
Unanena zinthu zoipa.
Something about someone else.
Unanena mzako.
Maybe you swear.
Unasona lumbia.
Maybe you hit someone.
Unasona mmenya wina.
You kick someone.
Umpona mtuno.
You're angry.
Ndo unapshenti.
Maybe the older ones know more about that.
Mina ni akula kule memutsa kule bese zokuya kuya kuma tibula zalo panchombosi.
You take someone.
Ndo mangwira nzako.
You grab him.
Ungwira.
You beat him.
Kwasi mbamba yabwino.
You're angry.
Ndo mbeka mbamba semba mazali bwana.
You have to say at night.
Ndo mazokukada.
Forgive me.
Ndimuza Mulungu ndikhulukirani.
Forgive me.
Ndikhulukireni.
Or you talk about someone.
Kapena mukanira za munthu wina.
Or maybe mom.
Mwina mayan.
Maybe mama says.
Mwana mayana anena kuti.
No longer are to behave.
La iwe udzipanga kana lakwe.
Says no.
Ndawuzala ai.
You may not do it.
Usabange zimene.
But then you run around.
Ndawu nazemba.
You laugh.
Basu kusheka la.
My wife. And you mock your mother.
Ndibasu kwanyoza la mwana
chawa. You do it anyway.
Kunyoza mayana yako.
You don't care.
This is mezo sizokukudza zimene.
I will be disobedient to my.
Ah ndizinyoza.
I won't listen.
Uzidzimvera.
Sometimes
what have you seen?
Maybe you're somewhere.
Makamalina.
And you say nobody's looking.
But bibe mina kundonona mudzi.
Nobody's looking.
Manda mina kundona.
You go very quiet.
Ndaba sumaina kanyani jo.
And you take some food off the tree.
Basu kutrona zobis.
Or you go somewhere and
Abira mporo katsekula.
Take something.
Anasema gokula bambwa kwikora.
And you said nobody saw.
That mama ona hi.
You quickly eat it.
Basu.
Nobody knows.
Abena kudziwa.
And inside you may think,
"Ndem tuma mama zimva kuti."
Aha. I have done something nobody knows.
Ndapakaya kubelana ndona lomozi ndeba zatha chifilifi.
And next time,
ndekenako,
you take two.
Basu kaveza so gogo na mwendo ajero.
Yes,
yes, yes. Basu jala dikire.
Lord forgive me.
Ndamuzikaso nthawe yomusa Mulungu ndikhulukireni
for stealing.
Fa ndikuba kwambi.
Because children, I want to tell you something.
Ifana ino fa ndikuzela kanthu kene.
You can continue doing that.
Mukoza kubidiliza kadolimeni rimra.
But did you ever have it?
Koma, mumwe bese mmachifuna mukamasa kasaka zene.
When you're taking something?
Mukamari mukuba.
You look around?
Basonga nokundu.
Nobody's looking.
Ndivela kundona.
And you take it.
Mubwini.
You take it.
Mukatenga?
You have it?
Bas, listen to.
You put it in your pocket.
Jikantu.
And suddenly you hear, "Hey, When we have to come before God. And God will say, I saw you. And God through his word says, stop. You have to shake away. Then you can pray. Maybe even now. This is working in your heart. That we can pray and say, God, forgive me. Please forgive me my debts. And therefore, we have to say, what debt do you have? How many debts do you have that are not forgiven because you have not taken them to the Lord and asked the Lord to forgive you? And the disciples, they were learning this. They wanted to know, what is it to have prayer? Because soon, there will be no more priests. Soon, when the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, there would be no more temple, no more priests, no more sacrifice. All of these things are going to pass away till today. We don't sacrifice a lamb anymore. We don't come to a temple where priests do the work. But what do we do? What is God calling us to do? He's calling us to pray. He's calling us in all of those ways that it has a different meaning. Are you following me? You need to know what prayer is. And you need to know to whom we pray. And for what reason we pray. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, do not lead me, do not let my life be as such that I walk into temptation. But please keep me from evil. Don't let my relationship get as such that it's destructive. Because if my relationship is destructive, I will fall into evil. Keep me from it. Don't let me fall into temptation. And then the Lord gives an example. Then he says to all of these people, or to these disciples, he gives a living example as he's teaching them to pray. What example does he give? I hope you follow me.
Amen.
I hope that as I'm speaking to you, that you hear the Lord Jesus speaking. It's not my gospel. But the Lord Jesus comes to this village today. Through this word. And he's speaking to you. And he's speaking to us. Maybe this is the last time I will be here. I don't know. But one thing is certain. If the Lord stays here, you will learn how to pray. And you will see it in your family. You will see it in your situation. Because I know behind all of the faces that I see, there is a deep-rooted pain. I know there is a sorrow. I know there is anguish. I know there is anxiety. There is hurt. And pain. But the Lord Jesus says, in this example, if you pray to me, if you pray to my Father, I will take your prayer that comes out of your heart, and I will bring it to my Father for you. Do you understand? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing? The Lord says, as he's teaching about prayer, it's not about doing. It's not about going to church very faithfully and doing all good things. That's not what I'm going to do. He doesn't take all those things and present them to his Father. What does he bring to his Father? He brings what's living in your heart. And I tell you right now, what is he bringing to his Father? What lives in your heart? Men. I have to ask you something. In the name of my God, what is the Lord Jesus presenting to his Father? And the night time. At night time. Does the Lord Jesus have to say this? This man. Father, this man. Is in the bar. In the village bar. And he's drinking beer. And saying all kinds of things. And his heart is on things of this world. Or is the Lord? Can the Lord come and take your heart? Is he able to take the things of your heart? The pain, the sorrow, the seeking. Lord, help me! Lord Jesus, help me! I'm sick. I'm in pain. I have nothing. Help me. Forgive me. May I have your blessing. Forgive me and help me. Comfort me. Give me strength. In this battle.
Guide me. I'm blind. Teach me. Is that living in your heart? Can the Lord take your heart today? Your praying heart. Can he take that and present it to his Father? We asked you in the beginning, who is God? Who is God to you? Who is God to you? Is he your Father? That's why he gives an example here. And he says this. He says, a man, I want you to pay attention, for it's very particular. It's in the night. It's dark outside. And this man receives a visitor who's come from very far away. Let's say, in this scenario here, that someone has come from Ngabu. And he's walked here. And he knows you very well. He's your friend. Think about this. Late at night, dark out. And he comes to you. And you say, friend, where have you come from? And your friend has come from far away. What is something you're going to do? Immediately. What are you going to do? To honor him. You're going to feed him, yes? You're going to get food. He's hungry. And you're going to honor him by preparing some food. Is that true? Or are you going to say, no, go back home, it's late at night, dark, I don't want to see this. If someone has come from very far away, would you welcome them or send them back at night? I think you would welcome him, yes? Your sister, whom you love, your mother, if they would come from far away, are they following me? Yes.
Yes. But
in this culture, they wouldn't send them away.
Yeah.
You would feed them. You would set food before.
Okay. So, Uncle Richard, yes. Just to explain more. Honey, in a way, I'm going to buy it from you. I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wafika pakati pa usiku pa nyumba pano koma kuzo ndachokera kwa ngabunda ndo wapasi kufika pano. Nda akufusa kuti mulendo ngatamini. Chindu choyamba kuti ifeyo pa chikhalidwe choti mtamulandira mulendo ini mmene watopera kuchokera kwa ngabo. Akufusa kuti ulemu waukulu mmene choyamba ringachitire ndi chani. Tinkonzera chakudya. Amafusa zinthu ngati
chimene.
Ndesimukumayankha akafusa kuti solija
simukumayankha. Is it still emphasizing on that? You are not answering. Some things are coming like questions. And if there are questions that are answered, then you have to give your answer. But when you stay quiet, it means nothing.
So, this friend comes, or brother or sister comes. But these people don't have any food in the house. It's late at night. And they say, well, what are we going to do? It's embarrassing, yes? They don't know. They say, we have to give food. But we have nothing. The market's closed. No store is open. Everything's closed. And maybe the guests are being entertained, and you say, food, how do I get it? And you go to the neighbor. You go over and you knock on the door. And you say, someone has come to my house. And they have come from far. And I need to feed them. Please borrow me some sima,
flour,
and some things that I need. But of course, your friend is sleeping. Your neighbor is sleeping. So first, it takes some time. But your guests, probably if you didn't really need it, you would say, ah, he's sleeping, I'm going back home. But because it's urgent, you can't go back. They need food. Knock again. Knocking. Finally, your neighbor wakes up. Who's there? And you say, open, please, open. It's me, your friend. I need a favor. I need some help. And he says, no. Tomorrow morning. We are all sleeping. I can't wake up the house. Please, tomorrow morning. Now watch. You have knocked many times. Now you have his attention. And he's about to go back to sleep. But you say, no, no, please, please, please. I need your help. Please don't go back to sleep. I just need something. I need your help. Friends have come. You are pleading. You can't leave. Do you see how prayer is much the same? The Lord says, knock fervently. Knock on the kingdom of heaven, and the door will be opened to you. But you know how many people's prayers are like such? You go in prayer. You knock in prayer, and it's quiet. And that's it. You walk back home. Did the door open to you? Let me ask you something. When you pray, do you get an open door? And if you don't, if the door is not opening in prayer, do you keep knocking? Lord, open to us, please. Open to me.
It is, tell me.
Let me hear your voice. How much do you have to knock?
Are
you like so many who give a quick knock? And you say, God's not home. I will figure it out myself. I want to ask you something. You know how sometimes you are hungry. Mother at home with children. And there is no food. So there's hunger. You understand this or not? There's hunger in the house, yes? Do you agree? Or does this village always have enough food? Okay. So there's hunger. Maybe there's a mother who's having a very, very difficult time.
even more difficult than the rest of the people. Maybe the husband has left. And it's very tough for her. Yeah, are you following me? And you knock. And you say, Lord, help me. Come and help me. But you don't have answers. And what do you do? What does such a mother do? She walks away. God is not home. He's not answering me. So you walk away. Except where do we walk? Where do we go? Where do we go often? What happens? Often what happens? Because God doesn't answer, she'll go to another man for 1,000
kwacha.
You see? So I can eat. You say, God is not home. I need to find another man so I can eat something. You see how the Lord is saying
here.
Prayer is as such. When you knock, keep knocking. Keep praying. Don't find another way. But as soon as that neighbor says, who's there? Now there's hope. And as soon as God answers your heart and says, as it were, who's there? There's hope. Are you going to stop praying then? When you feel in your heart, the Lord hears me. He is answering me. And how do we feel that? How do we know that? Maybe you haven't experienced this. But a peace comes in your heart. A sigh of relief comes in your soul. I hear the answer, who's there? Just like if you were there knocking for 10 minutes. And you hear, who's there? You say, who? I have his attention. Prayer is the same way. The same way. You can say, oh Lord, you hear me. You see? I hope you experience this. I hope you know what I'm speaking here. And if you don't, let this be a lesson to you. That is why God has sent me here to tell you. And it's not an accident that the word may be open to you. If you don't have prayer, if you're not a praying man, if you're not a praying woman, you have no hope. You have no peace. You have no rest. You have no anchor to your soul. And a ship that has no anchor is tossed to and fro everywhere. Is your life like a ship in the water that bounces and tosses to and fro everywhere? Unstable? You have no anchor for your soul. Listen, anchors are prayers. The anchor to the ship is prayer. Are you following me? And when the anchor goes out,
When prayer goes out, what happens? What takes place? It locks onto rock. And prayer locks onto the rock, Jesus Christ. And if your anchor is not locked into Jesus Christ, what is your life like? Answer for yourself. Toss to and fro. Let me ask again. Your life. Is it anchored? Is it anchored in Jesus Christ? Is it locked in the power of Christ? Or does your life go back like a ship tossed to and fro?
Please.
It's okay.
If
there's someone who leaves, that's okay.
Position of noise. They want to change the position to the place where it's shed. But they are doing in noise. So if one feels that the sun can just walk up alone in quietness, just sit there. But they are discussing before.
And this is what the Lord is teaching them.
It was medicine, it's many what? How to put this?
Not only to knock,
but
also to seek.
For
those who knock persistently, the door will be opened. And those who seek will find. And those who ask, it shall be given unto them. The Lord comes today through His Word to speak to you, to wake us up, to awaken us. And I hope, and my prayer is that you will learn, that you may know what it is to knock, to seek, and to ask. Because without prayer and without a relationship with God, our life is in deep, deep danger. And without a relationship with God, we are anchored into who? We are anchored into Satan and his plan. And let me tell you something. Satan has a plan for you. Satan has a plan for you. He wants you. And he wants to keep you. He wants to bind you to this world. But I call out to you all today that Jesus Christ,
Jesus Christ
is the living bread.
Yeah,
that if Jesus Christ Jesus is not
Christ
known, if you do not know the Father, if the gospel call comes out to you today to flee from the wrath to come, the gospel comes to you today that Jesus Christ is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Oh, seek Him.
Find him. And if you amongst us today, even if there's one amongst us today who will knock today, who will seek today, who will ask today in truth and from heart, he will open. Amen.
Amen.